Psalm 5, verse 4, Mizmor Hei, Pasuk Dalet. Ki lo el chafetz resha ata, for you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Lo yegirucha ra, evil shall not dwell with you. Ki lo el chafetz resha ata, lo yegirucha ra, for you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil shall not abide in your presence. Allow me to make a comment about this particular verse of scripture. And that is this, is that God doesn't delight in wickedness and evil will not abide in his presence. And we really want that. That really is something that connects with our own intuitions about justice. We do not want God to be an all-tolerant, fully accepting of good and evil, light and darkness, nebulous and Hinduistic image of the divine. That is an affront to the ideas of justice and truth. Truth, by definition, is exclusive. Something is either true or it's not true in the moral realm. And although there can be mitigating circumstances, there are absolute cases. And by those, we are able to establish and intuit justice. Concepts of right and wrong. These are inbuilt into our conscience. They are discerned through natural law. And they are definitely revealed in Holy Scripture itself. So we do not want a namby-pamby sort of softy God who does not regard vile behaviors and wickedness as if they don't matter. Satan will not hold God hostage on these points, as C.S. Lewis remarked in his book, The Great Divorce. Lewis wrote, "The demand of the loveless and the self-imprisoned that they should be allowed to blackmail the universe, that till they consent to be happy on their own terms, no one else shall be able to taste joy, that there should be the final power, that hell should be able to veto heaven." Of course, this is anathema to the idea of truth and justice. God will not be overruled or taken hostage by the evil one and his demand to be accepted even in unrepentant wickedness. So we do hold and affirm the truth of the scriptures and its exclusive claims to our moral adherence to God's law. Ki lo el chafetz resha ata, lo yegirucha ra. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil shall not abide in your presence.